Father, we thank you for this blessing this morning. Thank you for these children, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that all of us can come to you in a time of need and that there's help because you care for us. Thank you, Lord, that in all things you guard us. And we pray, Lord, that you keep us and watch over us. Lord, as we look at your word this morning, let us realize that there's nothing more important in this world than knowing you. Lord, I ask you to light our path. I ask you to stir faith in our hearts. I ask you, Lord, to strengthen in us the fact that you are real, the fact that you are the only God, the only way, the truth, and the life. And I ask you, Lord, to help us find understanding and wisdom in this life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning's message is heed the call. To heed the call. And the Bible tells us that wisdom cries out for man to be saved. And God expects an answer. The Bible tells us that wisdom cries out everywhere. And God wants us to respond to him. Jesus has been to the cross. He's died for our sins. There is no need for anyone to go to hell. Wisdom cries out. The Lord puts it out there for us to make a choice. And this morning, he's saying, choose life. Choose the Lord. Go in the way that you're supposed to go. Because the Lord is real. His blessings are real. Heaven is real. And this life is eternal. And everyone knows that something's happening. Speak to anyone out in the streets. Speak to the various people in different religions and cults. And they will tell you we're in the end times. Something is about to happen. The end of the world seems near. But there's a choice that has to be made. Wisdom cries out, repent, follow Jesus. There's a choice that needs to be made. And God represents or gives to us two roads. We can either choose him. We can either choose godliness. We can either choose Jesus. Or we can choose this world, the Antichrist. And both decisions have consequences. There's life and death. And Jesus actually tells us, choose life, because that is the only way to go. Open with me first to Deuteronomy chapter 30.